and
Aardvark.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 81. Why am I such a cheesy person and I want to go, 81, let's have some fun? Like, who am I? Who am I? But anyhow, hi Oddballs, how are you? I am doing fantastic. I'm ready to jump into this episode today, and we're gonna learn about a Chinese zodiac today, so let's just go ahead and get on into it. It's
lesson time.
All right, the zodiac today is the horse. The horse was the most frequent transport means in ancient society, and it is considered as number one of the most important six animals in China. They are strong, powerful, and elegant animals. In Chinese culture, horses are always the representative of heroes and talents. People born in the year of the horse will share some similarities with the horse, and thus they are brave, strong, talented, and independent. The five elements of horse is fire, symbolizing enthusiasm and energy, which entitles the horse people energetic and enthusiastic character. If you were born in the years of 2026, 2014, 2002, 1990, 1978, 1966, 1954, 1942, 1930, and 1918, you are a horse. And to get those numbers, just go from 2026 and add 12 and keep adding 12 to get future years. And then go from 1918 and minus 12, and then just continuing to minus 12 to get past years. So that's the horse. Well, I hope you guys learned something a little bit about a horse. Next month is Chinese New Year. So we are going to do, well, I mean, you could look it up yourself. I'll just tell you next month, but we're going to do what the Chinese New Year animal is for this year. And I'm really excited for it because it's one of my favorite animals. So anyhow, let's go ahead and move on to stories.
This comes from Kim_Shane on Reddit.
Okay, so I just finished a 6:30 p.m. exam held at the upper wing of our school building. The upper wing has the classrooms. The lower wing holds the lobby and has an elevator to the left and a staircase across from it at the right. Since the building has glass walls and has Christmas lights strewn over the glass facade encasing the lower wing, maintenance has had the lower wing lights out after 6 p.m. for aesthetic purposes. The outdoor Christmas lights really pop this way. Anyway, I just finished my exam, which was held in room 402, and I was one of the first students to do so. When I exited the exam room, I was alone and making my way to the lower wing where the lobby is at, and I was ready to descend the staircase. That's when the elevator right behind me just opened. I looked over and it was so brightly lit that it illuminated the entire dark lobby. But no one was at the lobby except for me, and no one was inside the open elevator at all. I noticed that the call button was lit too, and it indicated that it was going down. So I thought maybe someone exited really fast and accidentally clicked a button or two before leaving. I found it weird, but I paid it no mind. I continued descending to the third floor via the staircase, and then right when I landed at the third floor lobby, the elevator opened again. It cast an unmissable light from the other end of the floor. I looked over again, and I saw once more that no one was inside the doors, and no one was in the lobby at all. the call button was lit up again, and it still showed that it was going down. I was nervous at this point, and I couldn't bear to look at it too long. So, keeping my eyes on my shoes, I hurried down the stairs to the second floor. And it happened again. The elevator opened right when I reached the second floor. It cast a light on the whole lobby and showed me once more there was no one there. No one inside the bright elevator. And no one at the lobby who could have pressed the call button, which was still lit and was going down. I raced to the ground floor. By this time, the elevator didn't follow me anymore. The ground floor, which was empty, was also at lights out, but the main doors leading outside allowed some light and some noise in. I ran out of that building as fast as I could, and I only got to relax a couple of paces outside of the building when a classmate called out to me from one of the benches. Now that I'm finished writing this, I just remembered that during our midterm exams, just this last September, one of the proctors for a subject's evening exam had said he saw a ghost of a boy at room 401, the one right next to my exam room. It became a bit of a dumb rumor for a while, but no one really cared. But I think it might have been something after all. Ew, can you imagine being in a building that is like basically like dimly lit from what I'm gathering and freaking going down the stairs and having an elevator meet you at every freaking landing that you get to? Can you like, no. I'm wondering if this little ghost boy rumor, like this person is wondering, is actually true and maybe this little ghost boy was like pranking this person. I have no idea. I'm just trying to make sense of it because honestly, it's a really creepy thought to be walking down the stairs and then the elevator opens up on every single floor that you go on. And there's nobody there and there's nobody around. It's obviously later in the evening, so there probably aren't a ton of people in the building. I don't know how that works, but I'm assuming there aren't a ton of people in the building. So yeah, that one honestly spooks me out in a different way because you're expecting somebody to come off of this elevator every time and it's just following you. It's just following you for like what? No, I'm good. But anyhow, let's go ahead and move on to the next story.
This comes from potential_suspect_57 on Reddit.
Every time something bad is about to happen, my closet starts vibrating when I'm in the room. I'm someone who isn't a firm believer of the paranormal, but the timing of this whole thing is uncanny. It started about 6 years ago, in a very aggressive way. Bangs on my glass nightstands every time I would turn around, the heavy chains on my home gym rattling, the TV turning on blank in the middle of the night, the door creaking. This makes no sense, since we built a modern house and I'm the only one experiencing this. It made several ex-girlfriends terrified when staying the night. Like, it was always targeting them. These relationships ended horribly, by the way. Once these bad or life-altering events happen, it stops for a while. I don't feel negative energy when entering my room. And despite the inconvenience it brings, don't sense any ill intention. What's the point of sending me warnings when I have no idea what's going to happen? So I'm kind of wondering if this is some kind of like psychic intuition thing, meaning that maybe this person's like guardian angels or something is reaching out to them like, hey, you need to pay attention. Like, I don't know. I know they're not a firm believer in the paranormal, They very clearly stated that. However, I think it would be worth reaching out to a psychic to help explain what it is, someone who can actually see on the other side. And honestly, just because it's a new house and a modern house or whatever, it doesn't mean anything. It literally doesn't mean anything. New homes can be haunted just as much as old homes can. It could be the land that you built it on. It could be your neighbor next door, whatever spirits they have coming over. It could be something attached to you or attached to some object that you brought into your house. I mean, there are so many different ways. So many different ways that a spirit can be near you. And I mean, clearly this one is trying to tell you something. And that's why I'm kind of wondering if maybe it's your guardian angel. Although I don't know that they're that aggressive, but maybe this one just knows you that well that they're like, yo, bitch, like you really need to pay attention to this. I don't know. But anyhow, have any of you guys had a similar experience like this? Please let me know. What are your theories? I would love to hear them. Do you have any theories or ideas of the prior story? Or do you have a story like that one? Let me know. And really, if you have any paranormal story in general, please let me know because I freaking love them. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.